First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk with Chris Rozelle, head golf coach for the Huron Tigers. The Tiger girls set to close out their season Monday, Tuesday up in Aberdeen for the state AA meet, one of four state golf tournaments that are going on Monday and Tuesday here in South Dakota. And Chris, let's just do a recap of the season. You knew coming in you're going to be a young team. I believe you're 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, then also a one senior. So while there were growing pains there, I know you definitely saw some strides there, especially in the month of May when you could get out on a course consistently.
Yeah, once we finally got out after about a month inside the arena, it was meets, and we played quite a bit of golf, and we, like you said, showed improvement, I guess, throughout the year. Our team score kind of stayed the same as time went on, but I think our three and four golfers vastly improved throughout the year, and that seemed to help as the year went along, and kind of even things out overall for our team. So,
you know, that's the one thing. If you can just get everybody to come together, you know, that's what any coach asks, is have everybody have their low rounds at the same time, because the top three in particular, I think they all led you at one point or another.
Yeah, Jada, Carly, and Kenya have all kind of taken turns being our own individual team medalists throughout the season. So, like you said, if they could all just competed for that top medalist spot on our team, our team score would really reflect that.
You know, an eighth grader, Kenya Bigelow, does come home with all conference honors in the ESD meet last week. So, obviously, I know you said she was maybe a little intimidated a bit by it at the beginning, but obviously, when you come home with a top 15 finish at conference, you're doing something right.
Yeah, she's definitely progressed as the season has gone along. She's figured out her driver a little bit, and that really seems to help put her in some pretty good spots lately on golf courses that can play short for as they move them up for girls a little bit. So she's driving the ball really well. She's getting really close to greens, and if she could start rolling these 8 to 10 footers in and chipping her close to the hole, you never know what she can do at a state tournament.
Well, let's talk about where you've been here. Now, Tuesday, you did go down to Brandon Valley. That was a five-team meet, if I remember right, and really a relaxed atmosphere from some of the write-ups I saw on it. Played a best ball and just did something a little different, a little fun, but yet still got the girls out on a golf course as well.
Yeah, the girls really like that. It's a different format, and they get to team up with the teammate and get around the course with someone they practice with every day, and playing a little six-hole scramble, six-hole best ball, and a six-hole alternate shot format. So, and along with the handicap, and they really seem to enjoy that, and it was a good day weather-wise, and just more of a relaxed atmosphere at the same time, kind of getting some quality swings in.
Well, let's look at the state meet now. You'll be in Aberdeen Monday and Tuesday, and actually tomorrow as well for a practice round, as you'll be at Moxon Creek. Now, that's the country club there. They have two golf courses, Lee Park being the other one. And Lee Park actually is the one I assume that the girls are most familiar with, just from high school competition and also going back to the junior golf tour as well.
Yeah, actually, we play most of our invites at Lee Park. It's the public course there, and however, if you do go on the junior tour, you do play at Moccasin. So the younger girls have been there quite a bit, actually, in the summertime. But high school golf, we generally play at Lee Park. So going to Moccasin might be a little bit of a change for them.
Well, I know you were there yesterday, and then as I just mentioned, you'll have a practice round there tomorrow before starting up on Monday. Give your view of Moxon Creek and the type of course that it is.
Yeah, we were there yesterday. We walked the course yesterday, so it's to us that's kind of a big advantage. Anytime you can, just one time get on a course that you're unfamiliar with, it surely does help. So Moxon Creek is kind of a it's a beautiful course. It has lots of mature trees, of course, and some shots that you might not know, or some dangers that you might not know are there if you don't play a lot. So being on there surely helps us prepare to play the course. Also, the greens might be a little faster than what we're used to, so we just got to be able to adjust to the greens as the round goes along.
And then just talk about the event as a whole. Obviously, Aberdeen's going to go in as a favorite, I would assume, as they won the ESD. And I guess I'd imagine it's not a surprise they won the ESD, but they won it rather handily, because I know you said you felt that the ESD is very strong in girls' golf this year.
Yeah, I would agree that the ESD is. And I talked to Zimmerman, their coach, and he wanted his fourth golfer to shoot in the, you know, 89, low 90s, and they came in the 70s. So I believe they shot a 306 as a team, which is something I don't know if I've ever seen in the 10 years I've been here. So they're playing really well right now. Plus, they're going to be at their home course. So you would almost have to pencil them in as a favorite for the state. So it's exciting for them, but hopefully we can compete within the middle of the field.
Talk about some of the other teams you feel that can compete for that top spot after Aberdeen. I know Yankton was runner-up ESD, and I know you mentioned O'Gorman earlier in the season as well.
Yeah, Aberdeen and O'Gorman kind of flip-flop back, actually, as the year's gone along, and so it'll be exciting to watch those two compete up there, and well, it's, you know, maybe the Roosevelt team or like Yankton. Those two teams seem to have separated themselves.
Well, let's talk about Huron. You just kind of mentioned you'd like to see a middle-of-the-pack finish, which would be really good for a young team as you have. So I guess Jada Schillingstad, she's been through a lot of things in all of the sports, so you would imagine the event shouldn't be too big for her, being a senior and everything. But then a 7th and 8th and 9th grader, while the two Bigelows, I believe, did get at the state tournament last year, this is still kind of a big show here for them.
Yeah, I agree with Jada. She seems to kind of rise to the occasion. Last year, she's an all-stater, so she played her best golf in the last 2 days of the season last year. So I wouldn't expect anything different out of her in this state tournament. And as far as the Bigelows go, they just kind of float along and do their thing each and every day that they go out there. And I mean, they played a lot of golf already in their young career, so I wouldn't expect this to be too much for them to handle. We go to big meets all year long, so it's to them, I feel it's just another tournament. And the way Kenny's been hitting the ball, you never know what she could do. And Carly has been pretty consistent throughout the year, and if she can put it all together, you just never know where we might end up. And our number four, little Bren Huber, is a 7th grader. Has consistently been lowering her score. She's been hitting the ball a lot better, and she's a little competitor. So if we can get her score down in the high 90s, and those other three perform, you know, we could surprise some people.
And just to kind of wrap it up, we know what the spring is in South Dakota. We know what girls' golf has to work with and against most years. You had pretty much a lost month of April due to the weather. Now, all of a sudden here into May, beginning of June, we're getting some very warm temperatures. So basically it is golf weather, at least, finally.
Yeah, it's just, the girls always kind of have the tough go of it. You know, this year we had 20 inches of snow waiting to melt, and now we're battling sunburns and the heat all the time. So it's just a matter of how you adjust, and you know what the season's going to bring, and so you just got to adjust to it and keep moving forward.
Chris Rozelle, head girls golf coach for the Huron Tigers. Tiger girls will be at the state AA tournament Monday and Tuesday, Moccasin Creek in Aberdeen, and that will wrap up the Huron Tiger season for Huron High School. More coming up here on Dakota Sports KOKK.